All right, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody has enjoyed those fairly lengthy discussions throughout the first three segments, discussing what the Fed might be doing and this whole concept of the negative interest rate policy, or NERP. We're going to step a little bit aside from these macro conversations and wrap up the first hour with a company update from Vizsla Resources. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Mike Connert. Vizsla is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VZLA. Also now on the OTCQB under the symbol VIZSF. Now that OTC symbol, that's a new development within the last about month. And Mike, just a quick comment from you is that something we were talking about off mic is that you guys are actually out of the gate trading some fairly decent volume in the US. Any thoughts, any comments on that to kick us off?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. We always enjoy being on your show, so thank you for having us again. And what's exciting about the OTC listing is as soon as we launched it with the QB, the U.S. market actually came awake for us, and we saw significant volume over the first let's call it 3 weeks of trading. And I think that what that affirms is that we've we do have, a bit of a larger U.S. shareholder base, which is excellent. And I think it also shows that, that the broader markets of silver and gold are starting to, pivot and look back to these developers and near-term producers in silver. So I think it's an exciting time to be listed on the QX.
Well, the stock has been performing actually quite well. So it's been a good little rebound for the stock. There's also another news release that came out this week, actually, that discussed the extension of the exploration period at this Panuku project. And it also outlined some details about pushing back some of the payments that are due to acquire these projects. Now, the Panuku project is consisting of two different assets and two different agreements. Can you take us through this extension and what it means for the company?
Sure. And just to give a couple second background. So we've consolidated an entire producing district in Mexico. We have an option to buy the mill and all the production assets of the district. But what we need to do first is develop a resource and explore for the silver and gold that's on the project. So what we did originally was sign a 2-year exploration window starting in the fall of 2019. Now, we were always going to be able to execute on our business plan of putting a resource together and delineating a large resource that would give us the confidence to execute on the back end option and go into production. But, what we realized is that the market seemed to have a bit of an overhang, let's call it a timeline overhang on our story because of what was perceived as a tight timeline. So, we took that into, we were fully aware of that. And so what we did was actually extend one of the options, the Rio Panuco option, out by another year, another 12 months. And then the other one, we actually moved the Silverstone option, we moved out another 6 months. But effectively what we've done is give ourselves till, in the case of one option, early 2022, and then the other till late 2022. To execute on these options and essentially give ourselves more time to explore this massive district in Mexico.
So what does this mean for exploration then? Because you still need to get this work done. The overall purchase price has not changed, but it does give you a little bit more breathing room, I think, rightfully so, because of the slowdown or shutdown that COVID has caused in Mexico.
Well, I think what it means for us is that we're in the strongest position that we've been in this whole time that we've been working on the Panuco project. And, the upside is so large here that we were drawn to it, despite the, what people might see as large payments for a producing district. But if we're successful, the potential for, this very large Silver District is so large that that giving us the potential to move into production is very worthwhile. So now we have more time to explore. We've already completed about 25% of our initial drill program, which is the discovery drill program. And that had been focused on the most productive area of the district, which is called the Animus Vein. Now we're actually moving over. We're going to be able to return most likely next week. Mexico's made announcements to the effect that we'll be able to remobilize our drill early next week. And now we're going to go back to a whole new vein corridor that's actually the next western vein from the Animus corridor, and it's never been drilled. So we're going to go there and have the opportunity to drill this this very large vein corridor that's had as high as 3 kilos of silver in sampling at surface. And we're going to do that right away.
All right, let's touch on some of the recent drill results and sampling results that the company released. This is more or less two parts here. You had some drill results from this Animus vein corridor at this Honduras vein. Some of the grades we saw there include almost 4.5 meters at 275 grams per ton, silver equivalent, 2.6 meters at 232 grams per ton, silver equivalent. So those are the drill results. And then sample results that came from this Cordon de Oro vein corridor, these are much higher grade. We're seeing sample results of over a kilo silver equivalent. And one thing to note is that these are much higher gold components. Take us through, Mike, the differences between these two corridors and what these results have you guys thinking.
So we've been very pleased with our initial drilling. We struck out at first to drill some of the areas around existing workings and underneath existing workings on the Animus vein. As I mentioned before, the Animus vein is the most developed of the district. It has the most production history. Probably 90% of all production from that district has come from the Animus vein. It's a very established area. That's where the mill that we have under option is. So we thought the first step is really to understand, knowing what we could do, sampling underground in these old workings and then drilling underneath to really get an idea of how the mineralization behaves. And that's what we did. And we were very pleased with our initial drill results, you know, 4.3 meters at 275. You know, in that we have over 550 silver equivalent over a meter, 2.6 at 232 grams silver equivalent. In that, again, just under a meter at 460 grams silver equivalent. So those are good numbers. Those are in line with economic material in Mexico. If you look at reserve bases of miners, that's in line with that. But what's really encouraging is this this new area that we've discovered, essentially the Cordon de Oro. Now, we call it Cordon de Oro because literally in English, that's corridor of gold. And the reason for that is because there's elevated gold at surface. And in that sample that you mentioned, we did 3.2 meters of surface sampling, and we found 44 grams of silver, but also half an ounce of gold, so 16.5 grams gold. But in that, we actually found a meter of 3 kilos of silver equivalent. But really, this should be in gold equivalent because it was 75 grams silver and just under 40 grams of gold, so 38.2 grams of gold. So really, really high grades, elevated at surface. And it's interesting because this corridor is just to the west of Animus. It's really never, it actually never been drilled. And it's only been mined just down from surface about 50 meters. So what we understand is that because of the topography, it's higher in the system, it's higher. And the same type of outcropping high-grade material that you see at Animus, which is lower, you don't see here at Cordon de Oro. So this gives us an opportunity to use the drill and test underneath some of these very high-grade surface results. And we're very much looking forward to seeing what we can find there.
So when the drill does get over to this area, how deep do you envision some of these holes going for the exploration?
Well, that's actually interesting. So no one's drilled deep on this this project yet. And for us, you know, we've been going between a total hole length is well under 500 meters, you know, typically between 250 and 350. But depth, that's maybe 200 meters, maybe 300 meters in some cases. But, you know, here we'll have to see what, you know, what we come across, but there's the potential to drill deeper. But typically these are shallow holes.
Okay. How many meters are you planning on putting in this Corridunda Oro corridor?
It could be, you know, probably about 2,500, could be more, but I believe we budgeted about 2,500 meters.
Okay. Now, there are other targets on this project, too. What's the timeline going to be to go test out some of these other corridors?
Well, we do that simultaneously. We have our teams basically going and generating these targets. We have a revolving list of 20 priority targets that we test, and we'll expect to bring another drill on most likely in June. So as we progress and build on the project, we'll look to add more drill rigs to test more of these opportunities.
Now, how about cash in the bank for the company to progress all of this exploration?
We have just over $2.5 million in the bank. So we're fully funded for the rest of the drill program. Of course, bringing more capital in would allow us to test more targets as we go. But now that we have an extension on the timeline, the budget that we have and the time budget, this should take us till probably sometime in fall of this year to complete this initial discovery drill program. Afterwards, we'll start to build resources on the targets that we've drilled.
Okay, so then after this round of drilling, you do intend on getting some resources out to the market.
Not after this round, but it would begin this is what we consider the discovery drill program, and following that, we'll look to delineate resources on the top ore shoots that we find during this program.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. De-risk some of those and know exactly where to go back to test the extent, and then come out with a resource in reasonable time. All right, Mike, good chatting with you. Thank you for the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Mike and Vizsla Resources, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. That goes with all my guests and all the company updates I had this week. As I mentioned on the onset of this first hour, it was a busy week for company updates. I will post all those company updates or links to those company updates in the weekend show posting. So anybody listening on the radio, come to our website, kereport.com. Click on that weekend show posting and you can get replays of all of these segments and links to all of those company updates. Mike, really appreciate your time. Everybody who tuned in, thank you for tuning in. I hope you all have a great rest of your weekend, and I will be back with daily editorials throughout next week. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.